You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we're speaking with a PhD researcher in the Faculty of Science, Kiani Stevenson, about her research into looking at self-harm. So just a content warning for this morning's discussion. For rangatahi, particularly from the Te Tai Tokero region, working alongside Hemi Kapakingi and Dr. Tanya Cargo. Kia ora, Kiani, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to chat with you. This seems like really vital research that you've been doing with the team here. Tell us a wee bit about what the goals and the outcomes of this project are.
Yeah, so Henry and I, alongside our supervisor, Dr. Tanya Cargo, we are creating a whānau resource to support whānau Māori who are supporting rangatahi who engage in self-harm. So this is a part of a larger project from Te Ata Hapa, the Research Centre for Suicide Prevention. So we've had a tangata tiriti resource already been created. So Hemi and I are looking at creating for our doctoral thesis a kaupapa Māori resource for whānau Māori to support their rangatahi.
That's fantastic. Why is it important to have a kaupapa Māori resource? Why is that needed?
So, unfortunately, from what we've heard already, a lot of whānau Māori who have had experiences with mental health services, not all the time they've been positive, sometimes they've been quite negative, and it's more due to the lack of cultural support and understanding interactions with the triage part of health services are not always supportive of, I guess, kaupapa Māori. So creating something that is culturally appropriate and supportive of whānau Māori is essential, yeah.
So what does that look like in terms of when you're sort of trying to design a resource like that? What kind of conversations and discussions are you having to create that?
So Hemi, he's looking at the whānau side, so he'll be interviewing whānau Māori about their experiences with their rangatahi who have engaged in self-harm, and I'm looking at the rangatahi aspects. And obviously we know the behaviour and the experience, not much in terms of the triggers and the adverse life events that these rangatahi have experienced have changed over the past 25 years. So we're more interested in their help-seeking experiences and how we can improve that and create more, I guess, culturally appropriate resources for them and their whānau as first responders.
Totally. What does those resources like look like? What are you kind of, actually creating here? Is it like a booklet? Is it exercises?
So we hope that it's going to be online, but yeah, sort of like a booklet that has just really simple, easy to use, I guess, resource content that they can, whānau can read and I guess help them with their journey of supporting their rangatahi. So yeah, just making sure that it's more culturally appropriate. So we actually haven't really decided what that will look like, whether that we tie that in with, you know, pūrākau stories or stories of their tupuna, but just something that's more culturally appropriate for our whānau Māori.
Looking at like a health framework when it comes to some of the other agencies and facilities that exist for supporting rangatahi going through those experiences, how do you kind of feel about where the understanding or the, I guess, the grounding in kaupapa Māori is at the moment? There's obviously a long way to go to get to some ideal situation, but do you feel like it's heading on the right road, or there's more support needed for those, I guess, healthcare professionals?
Oh, definitely heading on the right road. There's some really great things happening in the self-harm and suicide prevention space, and I guess we just want to add to what's already what's already happening. We've had a hui in Kaitaia recently with an amazing holder service up there. And it's all about, I guess, just building those relationships and kind of working collaboratively together with those services that are already doing great things. And trying to add to that and, really make meaningful, I guess, resources for our whānau Māori.
It's obviously an extremely heavy topic to be engaging in as a researcher, but have you found it to be like a hopeful experience at all in the mahi that you've been doing across this PhD research?
Yeah, definitely. It's just, I guess, the privilege that we get to have by sitting and listening to whāiora's stories. That's such a privilege for us, and these stories are treasures, so it's all about empowering their stories, their voices, and creating positive change. We already know, I guess, the behaviour that's associated with self harm and in the suicide prevention space, so we're really interested in the help-seeking experience and changing that and making it a more positive and hopefully helpful experience for our whānau.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like amazing research. Kiani, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Kiani Stevenson, PhD researcher in the Faculty of Science here at the University of Auckland. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your morning and good luck with the rest of your PhD research. It's a really amazing project.
Thank you so much. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.